Welcome to Globetrotter Academy, the podcast where we explore research on global mobility and its impact on individuals and organizations.
That's right.
Today, we discuss how personality traits influence the adjustment of expatriates and their spouses during international assignments.
Our discussion is based on the study, Lean on Me, The Importance of One's Own and Partner's Intercultural Personality for Expatriates and Expatriate Spouses' Successful Adjustment Abroad, by Van Erp, Van Der Zee, Giebels, and Van Dyne. This research provides a fascinating look at how personality traits contribute to successful adjustment in both professional and personal spheres.
A key takeaway from this study is the role of three intercultural personality traits: emotional stability, social initiative, and open-mindedness. These traits serve as critical coping resources for expatriates and their spouses, helping them navigate the challenges of living abroad. The study notes, high levels of intercultural traits are expected to contribute to better adjustment.
These traits influence different aspects of adjustment. Emotional stability, for instance, helps individuals stay calm during stressful situations, while social initiative encourages active engagement in social and professional environments. Open-mindedness allows individuals to embrace cultural differences without judgment. Together, these traits are essential for successful adaptation.
The study distinguishes between three types of adjustment: psychological, sociocultural, and professional. Psychological adjustment refers to mental health and personal satisfaction. Sociocultural adjustment focuses on the ability to manage daily life in a new environment, such as transportation and social interactions. Professional adjustment encompasses job performance and organizational commitment.
The research found that emotional stability was particularly important for psychological adjustment. As the study explains, emotionally stable individuals put setbacks into perspective more easily and are not easily daunted by demanding intercultural situations. This makes them better equipped to handle the uncertainty and stress of international assignments.
Interestingly, the study also highlights a phenomenon called the resource compensation effect. When one partner lacks a particular intercultural trait, the other partner's higher levels of that trait can compensate, improving overall adjustment for both. This finding underscores the mutual influence of partners in expatriate couples.
For example, a spouse with strong social initiative can help their partner build new relationships, even if the partner is less outgoing. Similarly, an open-minded spouse might encourage a more skeptical partner to explore and appreciate cultural differences. This dynamic allows expatriate couples to support each other in meaningful ways.
Another important finding is that intercultural traits not only help individuals cope with the challenges of expatriation, but also facilitate the acquisition of additional resources, such as social networks and local knowledge. This aligns with the conservation of resources theory, which suggests that individuals with more resources are better equipped to adapt and thrive.
The study emphasizes that personality traits influence not just individual adjustment, but also professional outcomes. For instance, social initiative is linked to higher job performance, as it enables expatriates to build strong workplace relationships and collaborate effectively with colleagues in the host country.
These insights have practical implications for organizations. By assessing intercultural personality traits during the selection process, companies can identify candidates who are more likely to succeed in international assignments. Providing tailored training and support can further enhance these traits and improve outcomes for expatriates and their families.
The study concludes, expatriate couples and assigning companies can benefit from understanding how personality traits impact adjustment and how partners can support each other. This perspective highlights the importance of considering both individual and relational dynamics in global mobility strategies.
If you found this discussion insightful, subscribe and share the podcast with others interested in global mobility research. Until next time.
Thanks for listening.